Everyone faces challenges, but it's how we deal with them that really matters. I'm Camille Bauer, and I'm going to help you see that life can go from bad to worse. But if you have faith and trust in the Lord and put on your big girl pants, then those hard times will help strengthen your faith, refine your character, and make you who you were destined to be. Hey, my friends, welcome to this week's episode. It is February and we are talking about relationships this month. This is so important. If you have listened to any of my podcasts and you are struggling with a relationship that you want to stay with, that you know is healthy, today's episode is one relationship killer. Don't do this. So before I share what that is, I want to say thank you for watching. If you're seeing this on YouTube, like, comment, subscribe to my channel. As my little 11-year-old would say, Mom, you need to start saying that. Hit the bell for notifications. And if you're listening on my podcast, thank you so much. I would truly love a review. So on that note, let's jump in. What is the relationship killer? It is what I like to call the tally mentality, okay? Now, I know you have to be guilty of this. We all are. We feel like I'm doing this, 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 and this, and we keep track. We're tallying it up like a tally mark, right? And we're looking at what they're doing, and they are not getting the same amount of tally marks that we are, and we are left frustrated, upset, feeling like this is unfair, it isn't balanced. Have you felt like that? Does that sound like you? It's very easy to fall into the tally mentality when it's not the brand new blooming relationship that you're both investing all this time and energy in. I love Tony Robbins. If you've been listening to my stuff for a while, you know I love to quote him. He says something along the lines of, if you don't want your relationship to end, treat it like you did in the beginning. And that is so powerful. As specifically today, when you were dating somebody, you overlooked things. And I want to speak to red flags before we keep going, because if you are in a relationship that is emotionally abusive, physically abusive, any way detrimental to your spirit, to your soul, to your body, to you as a person, seek a safe person and get help. There's numbers you can call, abuse hotlines, and people that can show up for you and help you. So if you are in an unhealthy relationship that is not going to go anywhere, no matter what you try, no matter what you do, and you know that in your heart and soul, this tally mentality isn't applicable to you, and you want to get out of that relationship and move forward, and you deserve peace and happiness and growth, and to be with a partner that wants to see that in themselves, and that will then inspire you to want to grow. Not when you're in a relationship with somebody and they're pointing out, well, you're not doing this, you're not doing this. You know, being criticized is very demeaning and deflating and discouraging. It takes a lot out of you. I can speak to that. And if you are struggling with that, I just wanted to put that out there. If you're tender, then this might not be as applicable or applicable at all to you. But if you are in a relationship and you're in it for the long haul, and you know that it's healthy, but it has its ups and downs, and you want to make it better, and you're starting to keep track of all the stuff you're doing, then stop doing that, okay? That tally mentality, as I would like to call it, is a killer. It will erode and totally start you on a path that you do not want to go down. You come to a relationship to give, not to get back. And getting back is a bonus. It's like, wow, they're doing all these things for me. But think about it. you have relationships with people, you want to give to those people that are showing up and giving to you, right? So just like the honeybee, it wants to go to the flower, not the vinegar. Like, come on. Nice attracts nice and bitter repels it. So remember that if it's hard for you. I'm going to be giving you a homework assignment this week because 2022 is about transformation. You know, we can lick our wounds. We've been victims. You know, we got to get out of that. We got to move past it. We got to move forward and have growth and courage and hope. If you're struggling yourself and you need help, I do coaching. You can check out my website, CamilleBauer.com. Click on mentoring, and then you can hit a free session up and with me and see if, you know, how we can partner together. And I would be honored to help you if you're struggling and you need that extra help. But find safe people in your life. Okay, I want to read you this quote. It is by Tony Robbins. It says, "The only way a relationship will last is if you see it as a place to go, to give, and not a place you go to take." That's powerful. And I know I have fallen into that guilty ring where, you know, you get busy with kids, with life, with work, and you're just like, I'm doing all these things. But you honestly don't know what is going on with your partner, right? Sometimes when life's busy and frustrating. So like we talked about last week, communication is key. And if you're feeling like you need them to show up for you more, then remember that phrase that we talked about. It would mean a lot to me if, and then lay it out there. But don't make that conditional upon what you're giving based upon what you're getting. You know people like that, right? Relationship suckers, where they just suck and suck and take and take and take and take, and you're drained and exhausted and maybe even criticized, and you don't want to give, okay? Think about it. Flip the role. Love that person for what they bring and what they're giving. And at the end of the day, we're all just trying our best, right? Unless you're in some toxic, bad relationship, we're all just trying our best. And if we can remember that, then you will not fall prey to the trap of the tally mentality. If you're in the tally mentality, how do you get out of it? If you're like, okay, yeah, that sounds like me. I've raised my hand. I'm guilty of that, which we all have been or are at times in our lives. What you can do is write down a list of what you love about that person. Just pull out your cell phone. If you're not driving, punch down, you know, your top 5, top 10 things you love about that person and you love that they do for you or do for others. And every time you feel tempted to go to that tally mentality, like, I'm doing this and they're not even doing that. I'm doing this, anytime you start to like mentally, because it's natural. It's you're not abnormal. You're not a horrible person if your mind starts to go there. But you are the boss of your thoughts. You are the boss of telling your thoughts where they're going to go. So when you have that thought pop into your mind, you kick it out. And how do you kick it out? By instantly going to that list that you've made. And if you're struggling to make a list, then that's a different sign. But then just memorize those couple things that you adore and you love about that person. And I have found in my life and in my relationships, even with my children, is huge. When you feel like you want to go and get frustrated, but first saying the things you love and rehearse that in your mind, and then you're in a better mental state and place to be able to share where you're at, and you're not accusatory, you're not blaming. So come out of it with love. And if you approach everything with love, you will get back what you give. And if you're not, then there's something else you should be doing. Thank you, next. And it's so important to just give your heart and you won't regret it. How many times have you said something snarky and mean and exactly what you could have written in a script that you were so proud of yourself, and then you couldn't sleep good that night and you felt bad, horrible, right? If you are honestly trying to be your best and you love people, giving them love is powerful. And especially your tribe. Those people that are in your life for a reason. I mean, I know as moms, we get spread really thin sometimes, or not even moms, just us in general with life, with everything going on. We get spread thin. So we got to really protect who's in our tribe. But if those people have deserved a spot in your tribe, don't tally what they're doing. Give them love and you will get back in return even more than you could have ever expected. And remember that powerful statement. It would mean a lot to me if. If you're feeling let down, if you're feeling a little low, remember that powerful phrase that we talked about last week. Use that if you're hurting and there's a major need not being met. You do need to communicate and talk about that. So let's recap. So with your homework, you're going to go write down a couple things you adore and you love, and even do that with your children, people that are close to you in your life. And when they do things that irritate you and bug you, go back to that list and train your thoughts to go there, and you will always be able to be in a better mental place to give back love when you're not falling prey to the tally mentality, because that is bad. The more you get back, the more you're giving to start, okay? So that is your homework. I wanted to touch a little bit on, since I've been reached out to a lot about people that are in a relationship with people that have lost somebody or been divorced. If you're in a partnership with somebody and it's worth staying around, keeping them in your tribe, and they're emotionally draining to you at times because they're dealing with a lot on their plate, remember the things you love and admire about that partner. And remember that relationships and people in their lives go up and down, right? And when you are consistently showing up for that person who's emotionally low, your time will come. And if you're not tallying and you're giving your heart and you're showing up for them, then they will be able to show up for you when you're low. That is what relationships are about. That is what a good, healthy, growing relationship is. When you can be there for them when they're low. So if you are gingerly walking around raw emotions and hard things with a partner that they have experienced in their past, but they're willing to not be a victim, but they want to move forward and grow in love with a new relationship, just remember to be tender and think of the things you love and admire about them and why they're in your tribe. So just a little bit of a redirection for those who are in a relationship with somebody, divorced or widowed, widower. I get you, I feel you, but we're worth hanging in there for. We can love really deep. And anyway, I love you guys. I'm grateful we could talk this week about our relationship killer. Next week, we're going to be talking about one myth in relationships you should not believe. So stay tuned for that. And I hope you guys have a beautiful week.